Shine FM is safe and fun for the whole family, and in our family, we check in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, every Wednesday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The Rosenberg Reset. For those that missed out, you started a new topic for the month of March last week.
That's right, and this is based on the work of Joan Rosenberg. One choice to make, 8 feelings to ride out, and we do it for 90 seconds per emotion. So today we're going to do step 2, the 8 feelings to notice and ride out. Last week was our one choice. So they can hop onto our website and listen to the podcast there. But here we go for today. In any given situation, all of us experience and move through 8 unpleasant feelings, and here they are. According to Joan Rosenberg, these are the most common ones that we have in our everyday experience. Sadness, shame, helplessness, anger, embarrassment, disappointment, frustration, and vulnerability. Rosenberg emphasizes that she has had a front row seat to the emotional pain of others for more than 4 decades, and it is avoiding difficult feelings that gets in the way of a person living with confidence, happiness, authenticity, and having their goals come true. So these 8 feelings are at the center of it all. Feelings are there for a threefold purpose. They're either there to protect us, to help us connect with others, or to be creative. It's a pretty good design. And again, I think most of us are like, yay for the connecting and creative feelings, but we have a harder time with those that ask and create protection because they also come with pain. Here's one of the things that I think is helpful is that most people can experience their pleasant feelings with relative ease, but they find at least one or more painful emotions unpleasant, uncomfortable, or difficult to bear. They can choose in those moments to continue their avoidance patterns or to begin to stay with the feelings instead of trying to dull or muffle them out. One of the reasons is that, Mike, it's so easy to stay with pleasant feelings because it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's much harder to stay with negative emotions because they actually really get our attention through pain. Now, God's design is wise in this matter because this is what helps us to perceive threats, to react quickly and swiftly to our environment, and to survive. It is really important going forward. I'd really like to shift people's mindset from calling these emotions negative emotions or bad emotions to calling them unpleasant, uncomfortable, unsettling, perhaps difficult. But again, this is more accurate in understanding what these emotions are for. So here's this week's action step. Pause for a moment and journal about whether you were surprised that unpleasant emotions are a good thing. Really asking that question honestly. And then second, what specific emotions do you need to work on accepting as helpful yet difficult?
Giving us stuff to think about.
That's right. That's the name of the game.
I guess so. A great topic that will continue again next Wednesday. Eckert Center, of course, you got a whole bunch of people there that can help in so many different ways for families.
That's right. So we have some wonderful child therapists, those that work with teens, and we have great adult counseling as well. We also provide learning assessments, or what are often referred to as psychoeducational assessments. And I really encourage people, again, to visit our website at eckertcenter.com to find out more about the services we offer at our North and South location and online anywhere in Alberta.
And each week, someone in our Shine family blessed with a free initial visit from Kimberly and the team. Who's that going to today?
Let's go with caller number 2 today.
Caller 2 at 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly.
Take care.